FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
Good afternoon, it's 4 o'clock. I'm Jack Reed, and this is the news for Tuesday, the 11th of February 2014.
Airport work will destroy green space. There's work on a 9,000 space car park under Manchester Airport has been approved by Manchester Council. And of course, people who live by are not very happy with it. Ken Wenderburn, who lives in Mosnook, said, "They're destroying our hedge groves. They have torn down oak trees, which are hundreds of years old. It's just horrendous." However, the council have said that it will provide Manchester with over 2,000 jobs. I don't know. For myself, it's very difficult. But I must say, the thought of having Greenland exchanged for 70 pitches, football pitches, of car park with the flood lighting, not something I'd like.
The Christie Hospital has unveiled plans for a new emotional and practical support centre designed by top architect Lord Norman Foster. Patients will be offered everything from alternative therapies and benefits advice to gardening and yoga at the Calm and Uplifting Centre, which aims to complement the world-leading medical treatment offered by doctors at Christie's. Lord Foster, whose work includes the Gherkin in London, drew up the plans for the single-storey timber building, set in a picturesque garden for the charity Maggie's, who will run it. Maggie's charity provides free practical, emotional and social support to people with cancer and their family and friends, following the ideas about cancer care originally laid out by Maggie Keswick-Jenks, the charity's founder, who passed away in 1995 after a two-year battle with breast cancer. Maggie was determined that people should not lose the joy of living in fear of dying.
The family of legendary comedian Les Dawson have recently discovered that he was a bit of a romantic novelist. The work of some 110-page manuscript called An Echo of Shadows was discovered as his daughter was moving out of her home in Lancashire recently. The work was never published by Les, but he was in the process of getting it published before he died at the age of 62. Wife Tracy said he wanted to be known for writing because he was proud of it.
A medieval stone cross has been found hidden in a library basement in Bury. It stood until 1948 and is believed to be part of Radcliffe's former village cross until it was removed and stored at Radcliffe Library, where archaeologists examined the relic and believe it dates back to the 15th century. It was all down to the effort of local historian Carol Kemp, who followed a trail of references to the cross in historical texts, council minutes and ordnance survey maps, but it was from a Radcliffe Times article from 1938 where she found the key in a reference to the rediscovery of a stone cross. A regular visitor to the library, she told Julie Taylor of her discoveries, which prompted the librarian to show Carol a similar object stored in the cellar, which she assumed was from an old gravestone. This, of course, turned out to be the cross, and Carol said, "Friends used to tease me that I would never be able to find the cross, so I set out to prove them wrong, but I never expected to find it." The cross is now set to go on public display in the library, and permanent locations are being considered by the council.
Greater Manchester is bracing itself for at least 10 centimetres of snow over the next 24 hours. The wind is also expected to be a problem later, with gusts predicted to reach 60 miles per hour. Tonight's match between Witton Albion and FC United has been postponed due to the poor weather.
With the Winter Olympics now well underway in Sochi, Manchester has two athletes to look out for. Lamin Dean, who goes in the men's bobsleigh starting on Sunday the 16th of February, and Rebecca Bex-Wilson, who goes in the women's bobsleigh event that starts on Tuesday the 18th of February. Lamin Dean is 32 and, as we reported on FCUM Radio, is from Moss Side, serving with the Grenadier Guards. When Sergeant Dean isn't sliding, he is back to his day job in the army. Rebecca Wilson is 22 and from Altrincham. She gave up her funding of £20,000 per year, quitting the national programme in Bath, to try to improve herself. She's obviously made the right decision because she is now in the team looking for honours. Lamin, who originates from Sierra Leone, moved to Moss Side from London when he was 9. He has friends who are serving long-term jail sentences. Lamin chose a different path and joined the army when he was 16, serving in Bosnia, Northern Ireland and Kosovo, and being on parade for the Queen Mother's funeral in 2002. Also standing on guard many times at Buckingham Palace, St James's Palace and the Tower of London. Lamin is now going for a medal of a different variety, which will hopefully be gold. Rebecca Wilson was a pupil at Navigation Row Primary School and Wellington High School. She says the setup wasn't right for her at Bath, which is why she decided to come back to Manchester. With 18 months to go before the Winter Olympics, Bex worked hard to get herself in shape for the Olympic trials. Without her £1,700 monthly training budget, she relied heavily on her parents for financial help. At only 5'2", Bex was a top competitor over 60 metres, having the explosive speed needed for bobsleigh. Her aim is to lose some of her bobsleigh weight after the Sochi Games and hopefully compete for Sale Harriers over the coming summer.
The Corp has been given the green light to open sports pitches on the city centre car park. The floodlight pitches will be created in the car park next to the CIS Tower, which was the group's former headquarters site. The sports facilities are part of the Co-op-led overhaul of the NOMA development.
The new Moston boxer, Anthony Crawler, is heading to Glasgow in preparation to take on John Simpson next month as he edges closer to a shot at the WBO champion Ricky Burns. It was revealed last week that the Mancunian is due to be joined in the ring with his former training partner John Murray on April the 19th at the Manchester Arena. Eddie Hearn, Crawler's promoter, has told Anthony that he is just 2 wins away from Burns, who faces the American Terence Crawford at the SECC in Glasgow. Eddie said, "Anthony is gunning for a shot at Ricky Burns in 2014 and victory over John Simpson and a ranked opponent who we believe to be John Murray will put him in prime position. We at FCUM Radio wish Anthony Million Dollar Crawler all the best in his pursuit of the WBO Championship."
And finally, Morrissey has been having a go at the royal family. He's called them thickwits after going hunting a day before launching a campaign to save endangered animals. Of course, Mr. Morrissey was a famous vegetarian who regards killing of meat as murder. Has I called them just that? Thickwits. I have to be very careful how I pronounce this. Apparently, well, so it's certain, Prince William and his brother Harry have been in Spain hunting wild boar. I take Mr. Morrissey's point, but I think it also raises a further question, really, about legality and the royal family. Should a member of the royal family be going to another country to do something which is seen as illegal in this country? I have my own view, but maybe more important is, what do you think?
Thanks for listening. That is the end of the show, and here is the weather with George.
Don't knock the weather, because 9/10 of the population couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Good evening.